do 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 do. Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet.
I think I was hockey experts.
Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts.
I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And big shots.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert.
JPP.
What a ding-a-ling.
Linsanity.
I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling.
If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault.
With Jordan.
You got plenty of money. Get you a driver.
Bump that. Side pieces. Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolina. Welcome to BSS Carolina's on a great, beautiful morning in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm, of course, Rocky. Joining me once again today is Easy from the Big Easy.
What's going
back
on?
Back from Easy.
Back, man. I'm going to go.
How did it go, man?
It was amazing. The city is always terrific. Everything was good. The food was off the chain. We had a good time.
And then, of course, with us today is also BBB, Beautiful Big Shot, right?
Guess who's Bizak? No, for real, on a little serious tip, March 9th celebrated the 20-year anniversary of the passing of the Notorious B.I.G. Just wanted to recognize that. I can't believe it's been 20 years.
Since Has it been 20?
20 years since that man was gunned down. Rest in peace, Biggie. Your music still lives on, man.
More money, more problems.
Right?
But look, hey, that don't mean we don't want them problems.
I like having money problems. The only problems I got right now is I have no money. That's the biggest problem. I got the broke ass problems.
Like, I would rather have the problems because I ain't got no money than having, you know, or problems because I got too much money than problems because I ain't got enough money.
All right.
So
I got no monies. I got no pennies.
Like, it's to the point now where I don't even answer my phone if I don't recognize the number.
I'm like, if you need me, if it's that important, you can leave a message, man.
Yeah.
I don't know that number.
Like, I don't care.
You ain't programmed into my contacts, homie.
Not into your contact. Man, really? We got a great show today. We got a lot of college basketball to talk about. ACC tournament, Big 12 tournament, Pac-12, our dummies of the week. And boy, I got a lot of dummies this week.
Especially, I got a few.
Yeah, I got a few.
I got a few.
I got one or two.
James Harden's up there at least once, I guarantee it.
I got one or two.
All right. As long as James Harden's not on your list.
No, he's not.
He's not on mine either.
All right, good. but first, let's get into it. Let's do our enemy of the week because I got a good enemy of the week after yesterday. I hope he graduates. I hope he leaves after this year. So I never have to see this guy again. Where's Stephen A?
You don't want to make an enemy out of me.
That's why I was looking for Stephen A, but Stephen A is not here.
Stephen A. Smith.
Do you guys have a dummy of the week this week?
A dummy of the week?
Enemy.
Do I have an enemy of the week? I don't know. Nobody's really pissed me off so far. Nah. You know something? I don't have one.
You ain't got one?
I don't really have one. Nobody's really done anything this so far. It's pissed me off.
My enemy this week is the ACC tournament. First off, you're holding it in Washington, D.C. I think last week we said it was going to be in Greensboro.
What is it in D.C.?
It's in Washington, D.C.
I thought it was in New York.
There's no ACC teams that play in Washington, D.C. So why the hell is the tournament in Washington, D.C.? Secondly, why are all 16 teams allowed to be in the ACC tournament? Nobody needs to see 13, 14, 15, and 16 and have them play.
Who?
Nobody needs to see Boston College, NC State.
You, whoa.
To play Syracuse.
All right. Time to me to play my music.
Nobody needs to see them.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm looking right into the camera.
I just added an enemy when I'm talking.
You don't want to make an enemy out of me.
Making my team have to play an extra day because they added these extra days.
So that's why he's
upset.
To
the ACC tournament.
Okay, that's why he's upset. Dikembe over here. Listen, first of all, there's a reason they have all these other teams play. Did you watch the Georgia Tech-Clemson game last night? Very good game. It could have went either way. Going to the NC State game that you're talking trash about my school, we lost by 3. We should have won the game, but we don't have enough talent. Then, since you don't say that's your enemy, you're on my list, buddy. No. You and Grayson Allen. What? Let me tell you about this guy, Grayson Allen. I'm giving him benefit of doubt until yesterday. With less than 3 minutes to go, Cat Barber gets the rebound. Grayson Allen don't just hug the guy. He does everything possible to try to be the dirtiest player in the game, which he is. He grabbed Cat Barber's arm, his leg, and his jersey to make sure Cat Barber didn't get out on a break after the rebound. They did give him a flagrant 1, which he should have been ejected, to be honest with you.
What?
This ejected? Guy, Grayson out. This ain't the first time he's done anything,
he didn't
dude.
Trip the guy.
He's tripped in the last month. He's
he
tripped
didn't
three
trip
different
yesterday.
People. He should be suspended.
Bruh, he threw his leg behind him.
Right.
We were talking about it before the show. You don't run like that.
Right. Okay. How many times are we going to let this guy get by with stuff?
I mean,
that's the third time in what, a month? Easy?
He
at least that he's done something?
Yeah. He must have done it.
Come on.
Repetitively in school when he was a kid, and he's just trying to trip people.
No, this is
he has a problem.
This is being taught at Duke.
He's being taught at Duke. He said that like it was a heroin addiction.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got a problem.
He has issues.
We
gotta
send
with
him. We gotta send him to tripping rehab.
Right?
No, it's this simple. Hey, stop doing it.
Hey, I want a quick poll.
Did you see Tyus Jones tripping anybody? You see Justice Winslow tripping anybody?
Yes, in practice. But still, hey, listen.
What?
Because they teach you at Duke.
I'm not saying that I walked into a practice where they was teaching people how to trip, but I walked into a practice where they was
Well, Kyrie Irving didn't get these lessons because he don't stop nobody on the break.
He wasn't there but for 5 games.
It don't matter.
He only played like 5 games.
He wasn't healthy enough to learn how to trip.
He played 12 games at Duke.
He played 12?
That's enough time to do a tripping drill? I don't see Rodney Hood and Jabari Parker tripping.
What? Jabari Parker be tripping? He be tripping refs? He be tripping the popcorn vendor?
Be tripping nobody.
Jabari Parker trip.
Jabari Parker
be tripping everybody. While we're on Periscope, if you're watching, I hope you are, because we are a great show. We love our audience.
Disrespecting disrespect. The greatest coach in NCAA
history. The only reason Okafor don't trip people is because he trip his damn self without Biggie is. That's what, man, you killing me, bro. Come on. That's
okay.
Disrespect.
Duke University is disrespecting the NCAA basketball.
We'll do a throwback. JJ Redick even trips people.
What?
Hey, listen, hold on. While you're on Periscope, let us know, do you think Duke is crossing the line? Grayson Allen is a dirty player, yes or no?
We over here.
Absolutely yes.
No. We over here just throwing every Duke player ever. Just like,
this started back with Christian Laettner.
Christian Laettner won't trip people.
Are you serious?
He was knocking people over, hitting shots.
Him and
faces.
Brian Davis and
knocking people over because that's okay. You know,
you didn't ever see Bobby Hurley trip.
I seen Grant Hill catching lobs from half court.
Mr. Cherokee Parks never tripped the player.
No, Cherokee Parks ain't tripped nobody. Of course not. Right.
I'm just saying, dude. Watching him
every Plumlee brother, they don't trip nobody.
And can we please stop making Plumlee brothers? I don't ever want to see another Plumlee ever again.
What?
The
Plumlees are awesome.
I don't want to see another Grayson Allen. If there's ever another one, dude,
Like I said, he has issues.
He's got a lot of issues.
It's something in his head that just makes him want to trip people.
He's like, he's crying for
him. Has talked to him.
Why are we handling this like an addiction?
But why are we not suspending the guy?
Suspend the kid for trying to trip.
Why not? You can't suspend him for tripping people. Are you serious?
His leg
threw his foot behind him.
Cause he threw his foot behind him like he was do-si-do-ing.
When is the last time you played basketball and threw your foot behind somebody trying to trip him?
Don't worry.
Say that's on purpose. I mean, don't say it was
by accident. I haven't
played
basketball in a while, so I can't.
Yeah, I can't answer that question.
If you throw your foot behind you, that is on purpose.
Intentional.
That is no accident.
Grayson Allen, his other two incidents weren't trips, man. The one time when he was on the ground, he kind of swung around because the court was, it was slippery.
Is that what you're going to try to say?
It was slippery, he said.
Slippery.
Is that what you're going to try to say?
It was slippery.
Hey, don't ever let me hear you call Dellavedova a dirty player ever again.
Hey, I didn't call him dirty. I just said.
He is the dirtiest player in college basketball. He might be one of the dirtiest players I've ever seen.
I got your back, Grayson.
I'm just saying.
I know you got issues, man.
You got issues.
You got some mommy issues.
You know something? I want to be a fly on the wall in that psychiatrist visit.
Listen.
I don't know why I keep tripping people. I don't know.
Here's a question. Is there a player in any sport, NFL, NBA, that you want to punch more than Grayson Allen?
Yes.
Who?
Tom freaking Brady.
You would like to punch Tom Brady.
I want to. There's a few people I would like to punch.
No, I want one. One person.
The person that I probably want to punch in the face the most.
Ryan Tannehill.
Ryan Tannehill? You want to punch Ryan Tannehill? No, really?
Just so I can say I broke somebody's jaw is Geno Smith.
Geno.
I want to punch Geno Smith in the face.
Come on. The one guy you want to punch more than Grayson Allen is Geno Smith.
Nobody wants to punch Grayson Allen.
Heck I don't.
Clearly he does.
You really?
Dude. Ron, we know you got a problem with
Grayson
Allen.
I actually don't like punching people. So,
stop. I'm just saying.
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Stop it. If there's one person in the world if you could lay a punch on that you hate the most, who would it be?
Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber.
all right.
I'll stop playing his music. You got somebody that you can't stand that much?
I have love for everybody, man.
Stop it.
I got love for everybody.
Stop it. We all got love, but still. Each and every one
got
of
nothing
you.
Nothing but love for you, baby.
I was watching the game yesterday. I literally wanted to put my hand through the TV and try to get Grayson Allen. I'm just saying. Because that's how upset I was yesterday watching
him play.
Did
he trip Cat Barber?
No, he might as well trip him. That's the only thing he didn't do.
He just stopped him from the fast break. That's all he did.
He didn't just stop him. He mugged him. I think he gave him a full body exam while he had him.
That's kind of weird.
I'm just saying. He had them,
That's kind of weird.
I didn't go that far, but come on. But, yeah, Grayson Allen, man, is my enemy of the week, as you can't tell. Today, ACC tournament continues. This week so far, we had NC State beat Wake Forest in the first game. And I don't care what you say. The 14 teams is great. I think they need the quarterfinal games. I think they're getting
16
teams. It is fine to have. No, it's 14
teams.
Get rid
of them four.
It is 14 teams because Boston College is 14.
You can get rid of
them. It is great.
Two of those teams.
No, you need to have them.
He just wants extra rest for his boys.
Exactly. That's the only reason.
Especially when we're shorthanded.
Hold on. Stop it. It should be more shorthanded with Grayson Allen should be suspended a couple games.
He should not be suspended.
He should.
At least seven.
He hasn't done anything wrong.
What?
Man.
Oh,
what?
My God.
Is he taking steroids? No.
Oh, my goodness.
Is he paying off officials?
Isn't this? No. Isn't this the same? Didn't we have this problem in the NBA about a month or two ago where players were tripping refs and getting suspended a game and two games? Why is it okay to do it in the NBA and get suspended but not in college? Whether you like
can't
it,
trip a referee, Grayson ain't trip,
but he's tripping players.
He's accidentally tripping.
Get the hell out of here!
He said accidentally.
I tell you what, I'm gonna accidentally walk in the bank and ask for money that it ain't mine and see if they put me in jail. And my defense when they arrest my dumb ass is gonna be like, it was an accident. I didn't know.
So going back, all right, enough Grace Allen. You know, he's dirty as all get out. So, big shout is over and disagree with that. We'll say that. so far this tournament season, there's only been one seed that has won a conference championship tournament so far.
That just shows you how wide open this tournament is going to be, man.
And that was Chattanooga. The Southern Conference. So it's the only team that has won the one seed.
I'm already picking Yale to win it all, bro.
Well, next week on the show, we will have our picks for NCAA tournament.
At least it's not actually
Watford. What's wrong with Watford? Hey, I still won the bracket last year.
Barely.
It doesn't matter. A win's a win.
I'm going to go with Winthrop.
Winthrop.
Hey, Winthrop got me a point almost, too. That was another one that almost got me that one. We'll see. You think last year was bad? This year's going to be worse probably for me.
This year is going to be impossible.
So ain't nobody going to know what the hell is going on. I can tell you who I'm not picking, Iowa State.
I'm definitely picking Iowa State. They burnt me last year. But ACC tournament has begun. NC State beat Wake Forest. Then we played Duke yesterday. We lost 92-89. Syracuse lost the Pitt 72-71.
Boy, did y'all watch that game?
It was a good game.
I called bits and pieces.
Man, that last 45 seconds.
Pitt plays North Carolina today.
At 12 o'clock?
Yeah, soon. Duke plays Notre Dame today at 2 o'clock. So that should be a good game. Every game has been really good so far. I didn't watch last night's Florida State-Virginia Tech game. Virginia Tech beat Florida State. They play Miami, and Georgia Tech plays Virginia. That Georgia Tech-Clemson game was really good. Georgia Tech was down by 18 with about 9 minutes left, came back and won the game in overtime.
All right.
So saying all that, who wins the ACC tournament?
UNC, baby.
I'm going to go Virginia. I'm taking the Cavaliers. Didn't they win it last year?
Yeah. You going to Virginia?
I'm going UVA.
UVA?
UNC, baby.
UNC, UVA.
Say something crazy. I want you to.
I would like to see Duke win it, but
Duke can't win it.
Duke just don't win.
Say something other than UNC.
Oh, I'm going to. Don't worry.
Say something other than UNC.
Here's the reason. I don't think it's going to be a favorite that wins this tournament. I don't think it'll be UNC or Virginia.
It'll be Pitt.
No, I ain't going to go Pitt. Pitt ain't going to beat Carolina.
You know something? It could very well be Virginia Tech.
It's going to be either Miami or Virginia. Miami or Notre Dame. I'm going to go Notre Dame.
Didn't Miami just get waxed like 2 weeks ago by Virginia Tech? Like waxed?
They did, but this is tournament time. You know, I'm just saying. I'm going to go actually with Notre Dame, though. I think Notre Dame wins the ACC tournament. They're the 4 seed.
Wow.
They're going to beat Duke today.
Notre Dame is going to lose to Duke today.
Ain't no way.
They
will if Grayson Allen does something dirty.
There you go.
Not a Dame.
Will lose because Brandon Ingram will shoulder the load like he did yesterday.
What is not a Dame?
Notre Dame.
Not a Dame. Somebody said not a Dame.
Not a Dame.
Not a Dame. Not a Dame. Not a good looking Dame.
Not a nail nutter. Don't nobody say that nail nutter like you say that nail nutter. That's what I'm saying.
All right. Who wins the Big 12 tournament?
Who's left?
I go with Kansas, man. Kansas and Oklahoma are clearly the two of the best teams in the country. I think Kansas wins the Big 12 tournament. They've dominated the Big 12 all year.
Really?
I don't even know who's in it.
You got to start picking some favorites somewhere.
I mean, tournament time, good teams have to come out and play. I mean, that's just all there is.
Kansas, for the money, has been the best team in the nation all season, the most consistent team.
Sure, it ain't been Villanova.
Oh, screw Villanova. All right. So, right now, what we have is you got Baylor and Texas. The winner plays. We'll go to the next round. Kansas will play the winner of Kansas State, Oklahoma State.
Ooh.
So the winner of that game between Kansas State, we can all agree Kansas is going to beat Oklahoma State and Kansas State. They will play the winner of Texas and Baylor.
Okay, for the championship?
In the semis. Then on the other side of the bracket, West Virginia is the 2 seed. They would play the winner of Texas Tech and TCU. If they win, they would play the winner of Oklahoma and Iowa State. So
I'm gonna say Kansas.
We are going to say that West Virginia is probably going to win that game to face the winner Oklahoma and Iowa State. And I'm gonna pick Iowa State to actually beat Oklahoma.
Oh my God, you and Iowa State. Good God.
I'm rooting for Bob Huggins though, man. I hope Bob Huggins takes West Virginia pretty far in the tournament this year.
They mess me up in tournaments. I'm not going West Virginia ever again. I'm going to go Iowa State to beat West Virginia. I think it's going to be Iowa State and Kansas. And I think Iowa State beats Kansas in the tournament finals. Once again. For some reason, Kansas chokes in the Big 12 tournament. They've won the Big 12 12 straight years, excuse me. And they have not won the Big 12 tournament all those years. So I think they'll lose. We shall see, though. Who wins the Pac-12? Anybody care?
Nope.
If I got to pick, I'll say Oregon. I think Oregon has been the best.
Sure, Oregon.
I think Oregon has been the best team in the Pac-12.
You're so enthused about talking another conference. If it ain't UNC, you don't care, right?
No, that's not true.
I mean, we just don't get a lot of West Coast games out here because they don't come on to one in the morning.
You know, I mean, we just
– I'm not watching college basketball.
Us working folks – You know, like exactly. I'm on my way to work at 1 o'clock in the morning. Like,
I'm 3 hours in.
They got watch ESPN.
I listen to ESPN on my phone and things like that, but even they don't talk a whole lot about it.
And watch out for the Cal Bears. They got a really high draft prospect. They got him. Ford actually has him number 4 on the big board. Power forward. I can't think of his name. But Cal might surprise some teams this year, too.
I know you're talking about. Let me get that guy's name. The Pac-12, Washington just put a whipping on a team last night by 20.
They beat Stanford.
Yeah, they beat Stanford, Johnny Dawkins' team. Another dirty player at Duke.
Oh, my gosh. Stop it.
Duke dirty. The Dirty Dozen at Duke.
The Dirty Devils.
The Dirty Devils.
The Dirty Blue Devils.
5 national championships, baby.
Still not as much as UNC. Sit down.
What? Hey. They got more than UNC.
Still not the best season ever in college basketball. NC State, 83.
That looks at lucky ass squad.
Whatever. Hey, we got 2 national titles, so bite me.
UNC's got more national titles than Duke.
Yeah, they do.
UNC's got 6 or 7.
They only got like 4.
They got 6 or 7. Hater.
Anyway, who should be number? Who should be right now the 4 number 1 seeds going to the NCAA tournament? We talked about this last week, but who do you think should be the 4 number 1 seeds going to the NCAA tournament?
I forget the way they do the regions and everything.
They do it South, East, Midwest. And West.
Right now, the projections are Kansas, Villanova, Virginia, and North Carolina. Now, if Virginia and North Carolina make it to the ACC championship game,
one of them's getting knocked out.
No, both of them will still be number 1 seeds.
If they play each other?
If they play each other in the ACC championship game.
Because somebody's got to lose, yeah. So okay.
You're talking about Jaylen Brown, the small forward from Cal? Okay.
They got him projected really high. Cal can make some noise if he plays well. Kansas has – they got the resume, even if they lose early.
I just don't think Villanova should be a 1 seed.
Villanova's 27-4.
They don't play anybody, though. I understand that I'm a big one for, hey, you can't knock them because of their schedule and things like that. But there are other – this ain't the pros. You know, we're talking – there's a lot of other quality programs out there who play quality
So
opponents.
Who should be the 4 1 seeds?
I do agree with Kansas, UNC – and Virginia, that other one, I don't know.
You
man.
Can't not Michigan State. Michigan State has had for a little bit, but now they're going to rise.
They're the 2 team in the national in the ranking right now behind Kansas. If they win the Big Ten, you have to give them a 1 seed in the Midwest.
But the Big Ten is down.
Me personally, if it's Kansas and Oklahoma in the Big Ten, I could honestly say I would be okay with Kansas, Oklahoma, Virginia, and UNC.
As the four.
Because those are four really good teams.
I would go over that. I would do that over giving Villanova a win.
Because Oklahoma plays quality play.
Villanova should be a two seed at the most.
I think tournament wise and matchup wise, it would be better to put Oklahoma in at a one seed over Villanova, because Villanova just, you know, that's a team that could possibly go be a one seed and be one and done. Like, that's a team who could lose in the first round as a one seed.
I think Villanova has a chance to win it all this year just because of how evenly matched up these teams are this year.
Winthrop's got a chance to win it all this year. But it's just when you talk about a one seed, when you look at the schedules, when you look at the players on the team and the talent, Oklahoma has a better team.
I agree. They definitely have a better player.
They got a couple good players. They got Wooder and Hill. All right, let's go into Dummies of the Week.
Who's there? It's the Breakdown Dummy of the Week.
All right, you guys say you got some dummies?
I do. I have two, and they're coming from the same sport. They're coming from the UFC. Mm. And that is Conor McGregor and Holly Holm. Holly Holm's more of her management team. They should have never allowed her to fight Miesha Tate. That was a horrible, horrible matchup. I mean,
it cost Holly Holm about $10 million.
Yeah, that was just a bad decision. And then my dummy of the week for Conor McGregor is he should have known better. He's been in a fight game too long to know that he wasn't going to go in there and just start dropping bombs and knock a dude out like Nate Diaz. Nate Diaz is a veteran. He's 30 years old. He's got 30-plus fights in the UFC. This is a guy who, you know, is notorious for throwing wrenches in people's plans. So you just – but you know something? If anybody wants to learn how to talk shit and take it on the chin when you lose –
Oh, Conor did.
Cam Newton needs to go ahead and watch what Conor McGregor just did.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to apologize for the way I am, but you know something? I'm going to take this loss, I'm going to take it on the chin, and I'll be back. That's how a champion loses.
And give Conor credit. He jumped not one weight class.
Two weight.
Two.
First time that's ever been done in the UFC.
And actually, Dana was talking about GSP would not do it because they wanted him and Anderson Silva to fight.
Yep, but he wouldn't
GSP
jump
GSP wouldn't jump one.
Yep.
Conor jumped two.
Exactly.
So
And you know something? Barring a bad decision to take that fight to the ground, he was tearing Diaz apart.
Well, after he got that left on his chin, and he was taking punch after punch.
Yeah,
he was wobbly.
Yeah,
he went for a desperation
move.
Nate Diaz is a terrific.
You know, I mean, the guy's submission and groundwork and grappling work is almost second to none. I mean, the dude is phenomenal on the ground, but
he gave up his back. Once he gave up his back, it was over.
Yeah,
it was over.
But yeah, and my biggest dummy for the week is Holly Holmes. Management team. Like, they should have never taken that Miesha Tate fight.
You say no to Miesha Tate because I wasn't even interested to see her fight Miesha Tate.
I wasn't either.
I could care less. I wanted to see the rematch with Ronda Rousey.
Well, you can blame Dana for that, too. I mean,
Dana told her to wait.
Dana told her to wait.
He told her to wait.
You should have saved the money for the
Dana
Rousey
told
fight.
Her to wait, and she pushed for the
Dana
Miesha
knew
Tate
what
fight.
The money was going to be for the Ronda Rousey rematch fight.
Right.
And
at the, end of, at the end of the
oh,
day,
she wants you, to fight. We need to get her in the ring.
And at the end of the day, you go with what your champ wants to do. Right. You know, and that's the reason that he's acting the way he is with McGregor.
And
you know?
heard him on Mike and Mike yesterday morning. He's like, unfortunately, Holly Holm has a stupid manager.
That's what he said.
Now everybody's all pissed off because he's already said UFC 200 is Miesha Tate versus Ronda Rousey.
Right. And it should be.
It
should be. I mean, really.
Do I want to see Ronda Rousey and Miesha Tate again?
Yeah, I would.
Well, you was going to see it anyway. Even if Rousey won, you was going to see that a third time. You was going to see a third time.
I would rather see Rousey fight Holmes again.
And then the winner fight
Tate. That's what I would rather
see. Well, you see, because what they'll do, they're smart about it, though. You let Rousey fight 200, then if she wins, she turns around and fights home.
See, Misha Tate went into the fight with the game plan that Ronda Rousey should have had in the first fight.
Yep. Take it to the ground.
Trying to throw strikes, let me use my technique and submit you.
Do you have any dummies?
Of course, Holly Holm's management again. He definitely he gets all the dummies you want to give him. The Philadelphia 76ers, I had stopped giving them dummies for a while, but there's 20 games left. They're stuck on 8 wins. I was looking at their schedule. They played Brooklyn twice. That might be that there are 2 chances to get the 10 wins. But other than that, they are going to lose. They aren't going to win 10 games this year. Just the brown stain.
And they've lost 13 in a row.
Yeah, just the brown stain in the back of the tidy whities.
In a row.
Just terrible. Terrible.
All right. Is that it?
That's it.
The first one I got is some dude ate like The Rock for a month. He gained 30 pounds. And I ain't talking about muscle.
Right, first off, why would you think that you could eat like The Rock if you aren't training and working like The Rock?
Idiot. What an idiot.
He went from February 1st through March 1st. And he compiled the course of this exercise, spent a total of $1,262 on food. That's about $42 a day. $18 worth of cod. Each of his daily meals takes about 20 minutes. 7 daily meals he ate. 2 hours and 20 minutes a day just shoving meat and vegetables in his mouth. He gained 30 pounds.
This guy's an idiot.
And didn't work out like The Rock.
Yeah, if you're going to eat like that, you got to work out like that.
I mean, you got to be in the gym for 4-5 hours a day. Lifting and lifting and lifting. And then you got to make sure you're getting your steroids in, too.
Hey.
Come on. There's no steroids.
Come on now. The Rock 50 now. Come on now.
He's 45. He's not 50 yet.
I'm just saying.
He's a great workout.
The Rock has been the same size his entire career.
Now, we don't know, but I will tell you. You can get in great shape like The Rock and John Cena without steroids. If you're working out and eating the way you're supposed to be eating.
Just like the game?
No, I'm being serious. If you can – listen, when I was doing that plan 6 days a week, I would be on their plan. One day a week, I eat whatever I want. That one day a week, I kind of relax. But I would work out 3 days a week, and I was building muscle and actually – feeling good. So
I was gonna say in less than a year I've lost 50 pounds.
It can be done.
It can be done.
Without steroids.
But you're 20 in your mid 20s.
I'm 39.
I'm in my mid 20s with knees like a 65-year-old, a back like an 80-year-old.
But have you seen The Rock? The Rock is like 280 pounds.
But dude,
he like this, he walks around like
you gotta
this.
Understand. He works out like monsters. I mean,
6 hours a day.
He sleeps like 4 hours out of 24 hours, and then he's working out morning, afternoon, and evening.
And
he's
taking his
steroids, eating 7 times a day. Stop it. We're not endorsing any steroids or anything.
Your nutrients.
Stop it.
Go get it.
Hey, we also don't endorse Dirty Play by Dirty Duke. So, hey.
Devils.
Yeah. Then we had Boston College. Poor Boston College. They went 0-8 in college football in the ACC. They went 0-18 in ACC college basketball. How in the world do you go 0-18 in college basketball?
Simple. Yeah. You don't win.
I know, but come on. You can at least win one game.
Apparently not.
The ACC was tough. NC State was struggling.
There's some tough. No, trust me. We finished 5-13 in the ACC, but we still got 5 wins.
Hey, that's only 5 more than 0.
A couple was against Boston College.
That's right.
You got to take them.
Yeah, I'll take them. Kid who was on phone during baseball game. I don't know if you guys saw it. But
that dude almost
was
got
heading,
cracked by a
right,
bat.
The bat was heading towards his head, and someone saved it from hitting the kid. The little kid is on the phone during a baseball game.
He was.
I am going to say this once. If you're watching baseball, put your phone away.
Now you want to talk about steroids? Did y'all see the picture of the dude who caught the bat? Now that was a yoked up dude.
Oh yeah, no,
dude looked like he was bruh.
He was on some major steroids.
Like you a normal type guy.
The Warriors. I gotta give you a dummy for losing to the Lakers. Definitely get one. What are you shaking head about?
The Lakers.
The Lakers, man.
The Lakers.
Trey Mason got arrested this week for marijuana.
Trey.
What are you doing, Trey?
He was drunk. He was everything, man.
Joseph Randle got arrested for the sixth time.
We're not ever talking about Joseph Randle again.
For the sixth time? But it's like the seventh time. No, 17th time he's
in
been
like
arrested.
17 months.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Miami Heat mascot flips goes wrong. I don't know if you guys seen it. But the flip went bad. He actually landed in the middle of one of the other mascots.
Oh, that's all right.
oh, I saw that. He landed on the mascot's thumb. The mascot was hurt. He was, oh.
Here you go.
Don't volunteer to be on Don't volunteer to be on the end of the line. You might get squished.
He didn't make it to the end.
That's speaking of mascots, what, real quick, what the hell is wrong with
Condor?
Yeah.
He you don't like the Condor?
What the hell is a Condor got to do with a Clipper?
I don't know. I guess they didn't want to put a big-ass battleship on the
And then what's up with the Lopez brothers just beating up mascots everywhere they go?
They do that.
They having fun, man.
Everywhere they go, they beating a mascot up.
Maybe they were picked on by mascots when they were younger.
Supposedly, Peyton Manning wanted to play for the Rams, but Rams couldn't guarantee starting spot over Case Keenum.
Damn.
Who's the idiot there? L.A. or Peyton?
I don't know. That's the way I put it on there. It's kind of both. Maria Sharapova, for admitting failed drug tests at Australian Open, says she's been taking drug for 10 years.
Meldonium. And allotted time to take Meldonium is 4 to 6 weeks.
Not 10 years.
Not 10 years, Maria.
She got hooked. She had an addiction.
Yeah.
Okay, that's an addiction, not dirty play.
She was cheating.
At basketball.
She was cheating.
Just
she
right here, like
just
damn
like Grayson
Allen
and banned substances.
Just like Grayson Allen does on the basketball court.
Grayson
it's
Allen
cheating.
Doesn't use banned substances. She Sharapova. Was using a banned substance.
Sharapova was over here, like damn it, Serena.
I'm cheating and still can't win.
Act your age.
The next thing, James Harden defense.
I'm cheating and I still can't win.
If you've seen James Harden this week, on he missed. A guy drove around him. He didn't even touch the guy. It was Olay defense once again. So
he's got to save his energy for offense.
Oh, my gosh. Kid goes crazy after Etwan Moore of the Bulls makes two free throws to get free big. Kids free.
If
big
you didn't
match.
See that post on our Facebook page, go check it out. It is hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Miko Grimes, the wife of Brent Grimes. I don't know if you guys seen this one yet. She is also the one that went off on Ryan Tannehill when he got the big contract extension. But Brent Grimes got released this week. Now we know why Brent loves her so much is because Mika goes on rant about Dolphins that she gives the best head.
Okay.
Well, great for her.
Yeah. So.
Now we know why the rest of the Miami team is so upset that he got cut.
Right? Like, damn, man. Like,
why would you? What the hell is wrong with you?
She was wonderful to have around, man.
She was so nice to have around.
Man, she would just look up at you.
She would just look up at you, and it was just so amazing.
Man, and she would take it on the chin for you. Explosive.
Oh, literally. And then last but not least, a fan trolls the Wolves by having a shirt that has the NBA draft when they drafted Ricky Rubio and Flynn over Stephen Curry.
Idiot.
And word to the game.
Oh, that's bad.
Back to back picks.
Oh, man.
Could have had Steph Curry.
Back to back picks.
Had Steph Curry.
Back to back picks.
And we got it going back to back.
Y'all took Johnny Flynn and Ricky frickin' Rubio. Really?
Hey, hindsight's 20/20, man. Didn't nobody think Steph Curry was going to be as good as he is?
Steph Curry was better than Johnny Flynn and Ricky Rubio into the draft.
Did nobody know Steph Curry was going to be this good?
He was definitely going to be better than Johnny Flynn and Ricky Rubio.
Yeah, but still, dude. I mean, seriously, no one really thought about he was going to be that great.
Shit, he was going to be better than Johnny Flynn and Ricky Rubio. Johnny Flynn was undersized, small.
Was you about to say a blind man? What you talking about?
A blind man could see that Stephen Curry was going to be better than Johnny Flynn and
Ricky Rubin. Stevie Wonder was the one who called T. Wolves and told him to take Ricky.
you know, you better take that boy Rubio.
You better grab up Rubio.
All right. Anything else?
I was thinking about it. I had one, and it's Dwight Howard. Bro, you need to go ahead and put a lock on your iPad or something, kid. And you need to stop taking senior pictures out in the middle of the desert because Decker got you. I thought Decker was the rookie. Ain't he the one supposed to be getting got? He made you look foolish. He said, "What? Look at this fool."
And can we please, LeBron, stay off of Twitter?
Just losing his mind.
Doesn't he during the postseason? Don't he usually stay off of Twitter?
When postseason comes around, he puts his phone.
He needs to do it now.
I thought that was awesome. I thought that was great.
That's my dummies of the week. And you know, you can listen to us on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and WSureMusic.com or the Hive. Excuse me. Make sure everybody on Periscope stick around. We got one more show. Everybody else, we'll see you later.
Side piece.
And you can catch us everywhere.
Okay. Instinct.